International Silver Company presents The Silver Theater. Starring Clark Gable in Danger Lights, directed by Conrad Nagel. Brought to you in behalf of two of the greatest names in silverware, International Sterling, world famous solid silver, and 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conrad Nagel. We welcome you to the 10th of the new series of Silver Theater dramatic productions. Next week and the week following, you'll hear Betty Davis in a radio drama written especially for her. And in the following 2 weeks, the lovely Ida Lupino will appear in a two-part play, Challenge for Three. Today, we are proud to welcome back to the Silver Theater the brilliant Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, Clark Gable, supported by Paula Winslow, playing in Danger Lights, a radio drama by True Boardman, based on Collier's magazine story by Grover Jones. The lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on Danger Lights, starring Clark Gable as Marty Stevens, with Paula Winslow as Cleo McFarr. Our scene, the railroad yards of a Midwestern city, a major crossroads of the highways of steel that bind America together. Here in the early hours of a winter morning, a small group of men stand watching as a juggernaut of steel is maneuvered with the ease of a toy engine.
Mister, look at that guy. If he ain't making that engine do everything but jump through a hoop, I'm a wheel monkey's uncle.
Yeah, that Marty Stevens, he one fine boss man. When he had...
Listen, Norback, you're not in Stockholm now, and if you're going to work in an American yard, you got to talk yard lingo. Marty Stevens ain't no boss man. He's a yard conductor. In other words, a stud duck.
Joe, look at that guy, Marty. He took the boiler handle himself and hooked onto that freezer in 30 seconds. I'll bet a fin he stops her dead in front of us so he can give us a ride.
You won't bet me. I know Marty Stevens.
Hi, you grease monkeys. How's that? Keep your eyes open around here and you'll learn something about railroad. Come on, Slattery. You've done the hard stuff. We'll let the other guys finish up.
Okay, Marty.
All right, get to work, you Bojacks. Finish making up number 12. She goes out at 6:14, and that don't mean 6:15.
Okay, Marty.
Let me see if just once you boomers can't get the lead out and really highball. Come on, Slattery.
Marty, I've been looking for you. It's okay, Marty.
Hey, pipe down, will you?
It ain't going to be pneumonia after all.
Hey, what is all this?
Yeah, Tanner, I didn't know that you had...
Look, get at it, you guys. Go on, scram. Get those boilers moving.
Okay, Marty.
What are you talking about, Tanner?
Well, but I wasn't saying...
Never mind. The kid's okay?
Yeah, Marty. Yeah, it ain't pneumonia. It's just a bad cold or maybe a little croup. The doc said that means he won't need the oxygen tent, Marty. And the doc said, too, he could wait for his dough till payday. So here's your $10 back.
What are you talking about, $10? I didn't loan you that. I owed it to you from last New Year's Eve.
Well, I wasn't even here last New Year's Eve. Ellen and me was visiting her folks. Well, oh, I know what you mean, Marty, and thanks anyway. And about that shift you worked for me yesterday, too. Well, I can start making that up to you right now.
Don't be a sap. I'm all washed up now. Get on home. Get some sleep. And another thing. The kid ain't better tomorrow. You keep your mug out of these yards.
But, Marty...
You heard me, Runt. Beat it. Come on, Slattery. Let's get going.
Who's it all for, Marty?
Huh? What are you talking about?
The act. Trying to make everybody think you're the hardest guy that ever threw a switch. Why, you got a heart so soft it's made out of mush.
Ah, you're cracked.
And there's another thing. Why this quitting so early? It ain't like you to leave the yards till every train's made up and ready to go.
Oh, those tie pounders can handle it. Let's get over to the Greasy Spoon. I need some Java.
I see. Of course, the gal that dishes out the Java hasn't anything to do with it.
Cleo? I don't know what you're talking about.
No? Hey, by the way, I thought she was sore at you.
Sore? Cleo? At me? Ho, 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 ho. Boy, is she.
How come?
Well, last night I barges in for supper. There's some new guy hanging around the joint, some boomer named Flanagan. And he's making up to Cleo. His line is that he used to know her when she was a kid in Peoria. Well, Cleo pops at this guy that I'm the stud duck, and maybe I can help him get a job. Oh, and do I help him? I'll say I do. I take him outside and tell him he's a cinch for a job over at the McKinley Hiring Hall on 8th Street.
McKinley Hiring Hall? 8th Street? You're crazy. That's a woman's employment agency for cooks and maids and...
Well, you call it Peoria.
You know, for a guy that always used to run on 6 lines at once when it came to women. You're getting kind of single track about that day, Marty.
Ah, you're cracked, Slattery. She's just another car in a long, long train.
Well, maybe I think different.
Yeah? Well, come on inside with me and you'll find out.
Okay.
Hi, beautiful.
Hello, Slattery.
Hey, remember me? I ain't the invisible man, you know.
Slattery, I got ham, ram, lamb, beef, sheep, and mutton. Mustard, custard, and pig iron. What'll it be?
Make mine ham and java.
Ham and java, come on.
Hey, out. Hey, now wait a minute, hothead.
Let go of me.
Ouch. Hey, Slattery, did you see that? She smacked me. Yeah, what did I tell you? She's crazy about me. Oh, come on, Bright Eyes. How about some service?
Well, if you really want service, you can get all you want over at McKinley's Hiring Hall on 8th Street, Mr. Stevens.
Hey, now, look, Cleo, just because I said number ain't
right. Right, Cleo. It was just a nice walk for a winter night. Nothing to get sore about.
Oh, Mr. Flanagan from Peoria. You came back, did you?
Sure I came back. Seems they ain't using railroad men for ladies' maids this season. And now, Stevens, how about forgetting it all? I'm not sore. A new guy's got to expect a gag or two on himself, and I had it coming. Let's shake hands.
Come on, Cleo, dish out the jabber and make it snappy. You heard me. Your job here is to serve customers. Get at it.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Stevens. You ain't going to talk to Cleo that way.
Oh, I'm not? And who's stopping me?
Maybe I am.
Ho, 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 ho. Hey, Slattery, you hear that? The soft, cold specialist here is going to tell me how I can talk. Oh, well, see how you like this, Mr. Peoria. Look, Cleo, darling, you're going to start moving that streamlined frame of yours and draw me some jabba toot sweet. Or I'll take this hash house and spread it all over the yard. Get going.
Look, Stevens, I hate to do it, but I'm afraid I'll have to punch you in the nose.
Oh, now, Joe, wait a minute.
You keep out of this, Cleo. So, you just have to sock me in the nose, do you?
Yeah. You see, where I come from, we don't talk to ladies like that. And we have ways of handling anybody that does.
All right, smart guy. Start showing me. Come on.
Look out, stranger.
Wow.
Hey, look at the guy ducked and got Marty.
Oh, Marty. Marty, are you all right? Oh, gee, Marty, I should have told you. Joe used to be a boxer.
I don't care if he was Dempsey. That ash cat thinks he can lick me.
Oh, Marty, please. No, quit it.
I'll show you how I'll quit it. All right, Mr. Peoria. One lucky punch don't make a fight. Come on, and I'll...
You'll quit brawling and get back to your job. That's what you'll do, Stevens.
The big E.
Yeah? Well, maybe I won't. Maybe I got some business to finish first.
The only business you got, Stevens, is out in those yards. That's what you paid for. Now get at it.
And why should I? If I can do 8 hours work in five, why aren't the other three my own?
You're supposed to be a stud duck, Stevens. And that means more than giving orders and trusting the luck will be carried out. It means staying on the job and seeing that they are.
Yeah? Well, I didn't mean that when you were a stud duck. But in them days, there was a different Big He in these yards.
Get out of here.
Okay, Big He, I'm gone. I'll run things out there and how I'll run them. Hey, by the way, when you had my job, you set some kind of a record, didn't you? A record for cutting the diner out of the Red Arrow from Columbus. 2 minutes and 11 seconds. Well, mister, you did have a record, because I'm going to bust it. I'm going to bust it so far they'll forget you ever worked a crew. Come on, Slattery.
Look, sir, I'm sorry, but you know Marty, he...
I know. Go along with it.
Yes.
Oh, Joe, you shouldn't have done that.
Well, I'm sorry, Cleo, but the way he was
the
talking...
The guy's a hothead, that's all. He don't...
got exactly what was coming to him. I'm glad you did it. Hey, what's your name, son?
Joe Flanagan, sir.
Looking for a job, are you?
Yes, sir. I was a fireman on the Erie and...
Well, you're hired. Come to my office in the morning.
Why, yes, sir, but...
I'm sorry about the brawl.
Oh, that's all right, sir.
Good night, Miss Cleo.
Good night.
Hey, I don't get all this. If that guy's the train master, how come he let that Marty fella talk to him like that?
Because he's Marty's father, you dope.
His father? You mean a guy and his old man are sore at each other like that? It don't make sense.
Oh, don't it? Now, listen, Joe. Tom Stevens, that's the Big He. Used to be a stud duck himself. The best yard conductor this railroad or any other railroad ever had. And Marty knows it. That's why he's burned. You know, there's some guys that just aren't satisfied with being second best in anything, Joe. And Marty's one of them.
Yeah, I guess I get it. And maybe the old man's tougher on Marty than he would be on someone else because he is his kid.
Oh, sure he is. I've tried to make Marty understand all that, but the darn fool just...
Hey.
That's the Red Arrow from Columbus.
Well, what if it is? That
Look, Joe, Take over the joint for a while, will you? If anybody wants coffee, give it to him.
Huh? Oh, the guy trying to break the old man's record. You wouldn't be caring about seeing that or anything.
Never mind. Hand me my coat there, will you?
Yeah, and that was nice, too, the way you were helping me when I was fighting the guy.
Oh.
Marty, are you all right?
Shut up, will you? And get this through that overcooked brain of yours. If you're ever half as good a railroad man as Marty Stevens, you'll be 100 times better than you are now. And what's more, I'll bet you the night's receipts he breaks that record.
All right, you tie pounders. There she comes, and you all know your job.
Now, look, Marty. Going out for that record's okay, but not in this rain. It ain't safe. I can't even see.
So it's raining. Well, ain't that too bad?
Yeah, but Slattery's right, Marty.
I didn't ask you guys for a lip. I want action. Now get set to jump the joint, Slattery. Red Arrow's pulling up.
Okay, Marty. Anyway, it was a swell life while it lasted.
You just run this stack of rust, Slattery. I'll throw the switches and pull the pins. And don't wait for signals. Spot your own landmarks. And have that diner loose before you're even tied into her. Okay, she stopped. Now, let's go. And look at your watch, brother. Here goes that record. Okay, pins out and air hose free. Let's go, Slattery. Beat that boiler on the back. Shoot that switch. Come on, you big heads. Move, there's half a minute gone. Okay, the diner's out. Now back through that switch and we'll tie the rest of her up. Come on, Slattery, open her up.
I can't, Marty. Not any faster. It's crazy with wet cloth.
I said to give her the gun, switch or no switch. Wide open. We're busting a record.
Okay, here goes nothing, and I hope we make it.
Switch! Slow it down!
Slattery! Hey, we run off the track. What did I tell you, Marty? We were going too fast.
Yes, yeah, I suppose I don't know that.
Yeah, we set a record, all right.
Well, quit yapping. Let's get to work. Come on, we gotta... Hey, Cleo!
Marty! Oh, Marty, are you okay? I saw the cars
run
off.
What are you doing down here? Sure I'm okay. Why shouldn't I be?
Oh, you shouldn't have tried it, Marty. Not in the rain. Why, you crazy dope. You might have killed yourself.
Look, you run your hash house and I'll run the railroad. Now go on, beat it.
But...
get back to your shadowboxing friend from Peoria.
But listen, Marty.
All right. Come on, you boomers. Get moving. We got two cars of the Red Arrow to get back on the tracks. Go get the big hook and we'll start.
Sorry, Marty. The wrecking crew's on its way. I sent for it when I saw how you were starting to do this job.
Oh, Mr. Stevens.
It's a big deal.
Oh, look, Mr. Stevens, don't be too sore at Marty.
Shut
you
up,
know...
Cleo. I get it. After all, the big he's got to do his job.
Marty?
On my neck again, weren't you? Just waiting for me to make a slip so you could climb my frame.
Oh, quit it, Marty. You can't talk to your old man like that. Why,
let him finish, Miss Cleo. What I've got to say to him can wait. Now, go on, son. Get it off your chest.
Okay. Maybe you think I can't. All right, Big He, you got me. For 12 years, you wanted to kick me off the road, and now you got your chance. 12 years and every day of it, just as tough as you know how to make it. And, brother, that's plenty tough. 4 years, you keep me a telepot when I've earned promotion to a hogger in 2. Then you get generous. You make me a hogger. In 6 more years, I stay behind a throttle. Then you get the idea that I don't belong running an engine any longer, and you make me a stud duck. 14 months on that job and no demerits, but do you crack your yap at that? No. You wait. You wait for this. For the breaks that gives you a chance to put me down. Well, you got your break, so go ahead. And I'll be laughing.
Yeah, sure you will. I'll put you down, you'll laugh. Because you don't care, Marty. Because you're not a railroad man. You don't even know what the railroads mean. Sure, I give you the works. I give it to you harder than any kid ever had in any line. Well, that's the way I thought maybe I could make you understand that you were a part of something big. Bigger than you or me or all the telepots and stud ducks and big he's in the country put together. I thought I could make you see that in running trains we were moving blood along the arteries of the nation. We're no waste of time, Marty. You couldn't ever see that, because Well, a man either loves the road or he just works for it. You're put down, Marty. Beginning tomorrow, you'll start over again as an apprentice fireman. And if you can find anything funny in that, you start laughing.
Just heard Act One of Danger Lights starring Clark Gable. Before we continue with Act Two, here is a man with a suggestion for your Christmas giving. John Conte.
Just as beautiful gowns and sparkling jewels make you, yourself, more glamorous and lovely, so too does beautiful silverware add charm and distinction to your dinner table. An 1847 Rogers Brothers silver plate is truly beautiful, sensationally beautiful. For with their newest pattern, First Love, 1847 Rogers Brothers have developed a new type of craftsmanship. Craftsmanship never before available, save in sterling silver or special order silver plate. The garland of formal flowers which ornaments the pattern is more deeply etched, more richly raised than ever before. And this thrillingly lovely silver plate can be yours at special savings this Christmas. For example, there's a service for 62 pieces of America's finest silver plate in a handsome holiday chest with rich rosewood finish that you can get at a saving of $14.50 over open stock price. This particular set is called the Silver Theater Set, and it comes not only in the exciting new First Love pattern, but in other 1847 Rogers Brothers patterns, too. Visit your silverware dealer and see this lovely service tomorrow. Find out what easy, convenient payment terms can be arranged. For surely here is the gift of gifts for Christmas. Silver plate created by the illustrious house of 1847 Rogers Brothers. Once again, the lights are dimmed and the silver curtain rises on the second act of Danger Lights, starring Clark Gable as Marty Stevens, with Paula Winslow as Cleo McFaw. The time, late the following evening, in the lunchroom. Cleo is talking with Bill Slattery.
Oh, what's happened to him, Slattery?
Oh, Flanagan? Oh, the big... He put him on this morning as a bakehead. He's fire number 42.
Oh, I'm talking about Marty. He always comes in here a couple of times a day, even if he don't eat.
Oh, today... that don't mean nothing, Cleo. You know Marty.
Oh, yeah. I do know him. Slattery, did he come to work today?
Huh?
Now quit stalling. Did he or didn't he take that tallow pot job the big he said he could have?
Well, I wouldn't be knowing, Cleo. You see, us hoggers don't...
Will you stop lying to me? Where is the big dope?
I don't know. He didn't show this morning, and I called his room and house, and they said he wasn't there.
Crazy fool. A big bull-headed, overgrown dope. Oh, Slattery, where could he be?
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe the train crew shanty. Maybe the pool hall. He could be lots of places.
Well, I'm going to find him. Well, have you seen him around the yards at all today?
No, and I don't blame him. If I'd cracked up the Red Arrow last night, I wouldn't be showing my mug around either. You might try looking around.
Marty Stevens? No, not a sign of him. But don't rush away, sister. There's...
Stevens? Yes, he's been home. Came in about a half an hour ago and went out again, down toward the yards, carrying a suitcase.
What's your idea of screaming all over the yard? You're practicing up to be a train caller or something?
Oh, Marty, where have you been all day?
You ought to know better than to go plowing around the snow. Why don't you stay in that hash house where you belong?
And you didn't go to work this morning.
Peoria guy might get sore if you ain't there to cook his poached eggs for him.
Will you quit talking and answer me?
Quit talking and answer you. Oh, use sign language, maybe. Like this, A, B.
Oh, Marty, quit it. Say, what are you doing down here with that suitcase?
Of course, there are guys who can talk with their feet. Honest in a circus once I
saw... What are you
I
doing with that suitcase?
Huh? Oh, that... Is that my suitcase? Yeah, it is. Well, as long as it's here, you better sit down on it. I'll brush the snow off. There. Now, you must get tired standing up all day handing out that dishwater you call coffee. You know, I've drunk some pretty bum coffee in my time.
I know why, Marty. I get it now.
You get what?
Why you're out here now. You're waiting for the 8:20.
Yeah?
You're running out.
Well, it's time I saw a little country. They're needing men on the Salt Lake, so I thought I'd look the line over. If I like the layout, it might even work.
You're running out because you haven't got the stuff to take what's coming to you.
You don't know what you're talking about.
And it's going to break his heart.
Whose heart?
The big he's.
Oh.
This was your last chance, Marty. Why, anybody else doing what you did would have been fired like a shot. But your dad didn't fire you, Marty. He did something harder for him and for you. He gave you a chance to prove to him that he's wrong. And, oh, Marty, if you only knew how the guy wants you to prove he's wrong.
You're crazy. The old man hates
me. He hates you, does he? That's all you know. Why, that guy loves you so much. Oh, what's the use of talking? You know as much about loving somebody and what it does to you as I know about horse pistols. Well, you couldn't love anybody or anything except a half-baked lunkhead named Marty Stevens, who hasn't got brains enough to sidetrack a freight train for a living.
Leo, now wait a minute.
Well, here comes your train. Get on it. Go ahead, go to Salt Lake. Go to Frisco. Go to China. I don't care where you go, but don't come back here. And if I never see you again, it'll still be about 20 years too soon.
Cleo! Cleo!
Yes, what? Marty.
I wanted to talk to you.
Huh? Why, sure. Come in. Well? Want to sit down?
No.
You didn't take me up on that telepot job.
No. I had some other things to do today.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I'd like to start tomorrow.
Shoveling coal?
Yeah. Even the black diamonds.
Marty, I can't do it.
Can't do it? Why not?
I can only fill jobs that are open, Marty. I can't make new ones. This morning, there was an opening for a fireman. You didn't show, and they gave it to someone else.
I get it.
You'll be on deck for the first spot that's open.
Yeah.
Well, what are you laughing at?
Oh, at dames. And guys who listen to them.
Now, what kind of sense does that make?
It don't. Don't make any sense at all, Big E. So I'm checking out. You and this pile of junk you call a railroad can...
Hey, Chief, a runaway.
A what?
A runaway. Twin Pine Ridge just called. He says three refrigerator cars and a caboose just broke loose from the fast freight near the summit.
What?
I already tried to call Black Fork Station and warn him to switch the runaway cars off the main track, but I couldn't raise the operator.
Dad, the flyer. She's on the same line coming the other way. We gotta stop her. If those runaway freezers plow head on into that limited...
The flyer's just due now at South Tower.
Hello. Give me South Tower. Hurry.
Oh, if we can only get... Hello, Parker. Parker, the flyer. Flag her down. Don't ask questions. Just... What? How long ago? Oh. She passed South Tower 2 minutes ago.
And the crossover switch goes the wrong way to ditch that runaway.
Marty, we can't stop her.
We can't stop her. You just think we can't. Listen, you find a way to flag down the limited when she passes here, and I'll stop the runaway. Come on. All right, you telepot, start heaving that coal. This boiler's going somewhere, and I'm taking it.
Stevens, what are you...
Peoria! Well, you heard me. Start heaving.
You're not running this, Angel.
I am now.
Now, look, friend, if I have to suck you again...
There's a runaway hack and three freezers coming down the line, and we gotta stop them, get it?
A runaway? Then you mean...
I mean we're meeting it with this engine and knocking it off the track. Otherwise, it plows into the fire. Now, get them skyrockets popping, and we'll settle personal matters later.
Boy, will I...
Here's the flyer now. But the big heel flagger down. He'll stop her or I'm a gandy dancer. Come on, Bakehead. Keep that fire roaring.
Can you see the runaway ahead?
Yeah, sure I can see her. 3 miles up the grade and coming at us like
better
a...
Better jump for it, Stevens.
Nothing doing, Peoria. You're jumping first.
Oh, no, I'm not. If we jump, we jump together, brother.
brother. No guy who tries to swipe my dame is going
to
call me brother.
I never tried to swipe your dame. Cleo's just a kid I used to know. I got a wife and kids home in Peoria.
What? You have? Then you're going back to them. Here comes the runaway, mister, and you're joining the birds. Right now.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm sticking here and...
Yeah? You're going now. There ain't much room for footwork here, Boxer, but come on.
Hey, help me up. The runaway.
I'll help you up and out. Go on. Fly, you ash cat.
Come on, you vulture.
I'm coming, Peoria. And howl. What is this? Let me up.
You gotta lie still, Marty. Your leg, it's busted.
You're crazy. There's nothing the matter with my leg. Well, any guy can be wrong once.
Your dad and Slattery went back to the wrecking train to get a stretcher.
Hey, the big head, Peoria. What about him?
Oh, he's all right, too. They dug him out of a snowdrift down the tracks.
Oh, boy. Was he a fancy-looking bird. And you, stupid. Ain't there no place I can go that you won't find me?
Just try it, mister. Just try it from now on. Oh, Marty, you adorable dope.
Oh, quit bawling, will you? Quit it. Hey, look at me.
Yeah, Marty?
He said it, Cleo. He said it to me. Himself.
Well, who said what?
Well, just before I hopped into that border to stop the runaway, he said, go to it, son. If you can't do it, nobody can. Yeah, that's what he said to me, Cleo. The big he. My old man.
In just a few seconds, Clark Gable and Paula Winslow will come back for a brief curtain speech. But first, I'd like to say a few words to you myself. For I've noticed that pretty much the same thing happens Christmas after Christmas. You ladies are so busy picking out gifts for other people that when somebody asks what you want for Christmas, you hardly know what to answer. So this year, here's a man to help you make your own Christmas a memorable one. John Conte.
I'd like to suggest that the perfect gift for you to receive yourself, as well as the perfect gift to give somebody else, is beautiful silverware. Silver plate like the 1847 Rogers Brothers we mentioned before, or solid silver like International Sterling Silver. If you already own International Sterling Silver, why not make this Christmas the occasion to complete your service, to add matching salad forks or other pieces you don't happen to have now? If you've always wanted to own solid silver, ask your family to start your Sterling service this Christmas by giving you International Sterling's lovely Me to You set. Now, this is a special holiday set and costs only $16.75. It's a place setting for one person. Six lustrous pieces of solid silver in the exquisite Enchantress pattern. Of course, this is only one of International Sterling's beautiful holiday sets. There are many larger services in a wide variety of lovely patterns, all solid silver through and through. All yours on easy, convenient payment terms. Let your silverware dealer show them to you tomorrow. For this is indeed the Christmas to receive or to give solid silver of imperishable beauty by International Sterling. And now back to Conrad Nagel, who is coming to the center of our silver stage with Clark Gable, star of our play tonight, and co-star with Norma Shearer of the forthcoming MGM production, Idiot's Delight.
Well, Clark, thanks a lot for your swell performance tonight.
You're welcome, Conrad. Say, you aren't planning any little armbands or chevrons for those who have appeared twice on Silver Theater, are you?
Oh, for fellas like you, for instance?
Yes.
Well, we hadn't, but there's talk of a little memento for those who appear three times.
Oh, one more to go, eh? Huh? Well, okay, put me down for it.
Great, let me get it in the little book.
And Paula Winslow, too. She's one of the gang.
And one for Paula Winslow. How about it, Paula?
Oh, I'd love it.
Well, we'll be seeing you. Don't forget now, you two.
Oh, we won't.
Good night, Conrad.
Good night, Clara.
Good night, Evan.
Good night, Paula.
Next week at this same time, Silver Theater will star Betty Davis in an original radio play, Broken Prelude, directed by Conrad Nagel, with more original music scored and conducted by Felix Mills. And in the meantime, if you want solid silver, you want international sterling. If you want silver plate, you want 1847 Rogers Brothers, both proudly created by International Silver Company. John Conte speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.